Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Come say hi. Come say hi.
Yeah, here comes Geraldo. Give him some headphones.
Relax, buddy. It's a shooting.
I'm excited.
Geraldo Rivera's in the hallway. Geraldo, how are you doing, pal?
Good, Mike. What's up?
You were just on our show not too long ago.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing? Boy, I tell you, your hair looks super fancy. I saw that we were watching you on TV last night on the way here.
My wife lent me some gel. She said, you're going to the tropics. You got to
sex it up, man.
Stiff it up.
How are things been going down there? I saw you talk to Rubio, to Governor Crist.
It's Governor Scott. It's kind of...
What did I say? Yeah, Governor Crist.
Yeah. Charlie was is a dear friend of mine, but he's no longer, as you know. You know, it's sad. It's a sad story, and it's a very frustrating story. The most frustrating thing to me is the fact that this guy has been on the FBI's radar for so long.
Sure.
It's like he didn't just wake up one day and say, I'm an ISIS follower. In 2013, they interviewed him two times. In 2014, they interviewed him in connection with a friendship he had with the American suicide bomber, for God's sakes.
And how do they justify letting that go?
How do they let it go? And how do they not flag the local authorities? I mean, I don't like being critical of law enforcement. But in this case, it seems like this was not just a ticking time bomb hidden in the closet someplace. This guy was a fuse burning in plain sight.
Yeah.
And to allow him to go there, show his Florida license, and pick up an arsenal. I mean, here's a question I got. For all of America. Here's the question. Okay, here's the guy. He's not on the watch list. Here's the clerk, sells him the AR-15, sells him the Glock. Now he's selling him 300 rounds of ammo.
Right.
Doesn't the clerk have the right as an American, the obligation to say, hey, what do you got in mind?
Yeah.
Well, you belong to a gun club, doing skeet shooting. What are you going to do with that AR-15?
When you
with
buy a gun
rounds?
Here, when you go there, I mean, I have several guns, and every time I go, it takes me a half hour. They do run it through the government. They do keep a list of it, and at that point, somebody should go. Like, I'm pretty sure they're going to call me one day and go, why do you have so many guns? With this guy, they go, hey, this is a guy that's on the watch list, and he's buying guns, and he's buying rounds. Why doesn't that raise a red flag?
And his father is on television, a total nut job, anti-American, pro-Taliban nut job.
Yeah, I don't...
I did 12 combat assignments with my brother and Greg Hart in Afghanistan. We know these people very well. This guy's from one of the Pashtun tribes on the border there, where his loyalty is very suspect. I'm talking about the daddy.
He
goes to the United States. Starts a new life here. The kid's born, Mateen, born in New York City.
Yep.
Forget about all of that. He's beaten the out of his wife.
Yeah. They had an animal like. They had to pull him off. They had to save her. He's doing steroids. The guy, and we don't know. Do we have any idea if he's on any prescription drugs? If he's not on any psychotropic drugs?
I'm sure they'll figure it out by the autopsy. But here, when you combine these things. I'm sorry. I'm a Second Amendment person. I have guns.
Right.
I am a warrior journalist in that regard. Guns. Everybody is not entitled to guns.
Yeah.
You're not entitled to guns if you're a wife beater. You're not entitled to guns if you're a felon. You're not entitled to guns if you're on the FBI watch list. You're not entitled to guns
twice.
If you're an ISIS sympathizer.
Right.
And the FBI has to tell everybody that this guy is somebody that we have deep suspicions about. Don't turn their back, not inform Orlando PD,
right,
and let the guy go and buy this mess.
It's there's going to be a lot of questions that have to be answered.
Oh, man, and there should be. In terms of my idea, how do you prevent these things? First of all, for the people inside, if you can't run and if you can't hide, you have to fight.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying online.
You have to fight. You can't just be a lamb being slaughtered, guy going... You alive, brow, kills him. He's still squirming around. They emptied another half a magazine on him. Looking around. Where? You got to fight. You got to fight. 10 guys, 4 guys jumping on him. You got to do something. You got to.
The number of people that absolutely they should. And you're panicking, you don't think. But listen, I love you. I talk to you all day, but they're mad at me for pulling you in here. So I'm going to let you go do what you're supposed
all
to
right,
do.
I'll see you later.
Thank you, Geraldo Rivera,
ladies and
gentlemen.
Thanks.
Watch his coverage on Fox News. Thank you, Geraldo. Thank you, Drew. Sorry about that. We will Shanghai any guest.
Who's
that
freaking out?
Yeah, good job, Spanish.
Relax, buddy.
Oh, no, it's a good job. I spent.
Yeah, but stop screaming. Jesus Christ. There's people in the hallway. There's a somber mood in the hall, and you're dropping F-bombs and screaming.
Oh, okay.
Relax, relax. There's a general manager of the radio station out in the hall, and she keeps looking in every time you scream like a lunatic.
Okay, sorry.
Chill out, dude. Holy crap.
We're all doing.
Okay, but it's not like it's not like George Clooney came here. Just chill out.
Okay.
It was Geraldo, and he was in the hall. Somebody else brought him to the station. Don't make it like you guys came up with this huge coup to get the biggest guest in town. We just saw a guy in the hall. We opened the door. Oh, my God. And Carmen's boobies are really what got him in here, so.
Smell really good.
Carmen does?
No, Geraldo smells really good.
Geraldo's hair is out of control. Looks good.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.